You're listening to a live Dominican University of California sports broadcast dedicated to academic and athletic excellence, brought to you by radio.dominican.edu. Give me freedom, give me
fire, give me reason. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, live here from the Conlin Center at radio.dominican.edu. It's Dixie State taking on your home team, the Dominican Penguins. Right now, the Red Storm of Dixie State standing at 10-7 in the Pac West, 12-11 overall. Dominican at 8-9 in the conference, 8-15 overall. All wins have been in the Pac West. Alongside me is Mike Temple.
Hello.
It's Ron Powell tribute night, as he has passed away, a long time former Penguin. He passed away on Sunday, February 2nd, in his sleep at the age of 43. We wish his family the best. In all ticket sales tonight, we'll go to the Ron Powell Memorial Fund. We got a game to play tonight, though, Mike Temple. And last time these two teams faced off, DU went to Utah and got the better of them by 17.
Yeah, and you don't see that too often, a team going into Utah and beating the Dixie State, whether it's the boys or the girls team like Dominican Penguins both did. Very tough team to face on the road, but they ended up getting a huge win, tied at half, and then really exploded for a double-digit win in the second half.
And we are nearly set for the national anthem, but the implications of this game tonight are big. Dixie State right now standing at third in the Pac West, Dominican is fifth. This is a potential future first round matchup in the Pac West Conference Tournament, and this is just going to be a little setup for what we could be seeing in the future.
Yeah, and it's important for the Dominican Penguins to really get all of the momentum and take this season series. That way, if they do end up playing Dixie State in the playoffs, they have that confidence of beating them twice already during the regular season, which could help in a playoff matchup.
Please rise for everyone at home and here in the Conlin Center. We're set for our national anthem. Outstanding national anthem by Jessica Barron. She's got some pipes.
Yeah, I'm loving the live renditions of the national anthem. Makes it that much more of a spectacle, a great event here.
Starting lineups for the Red Storm of Dixie State. In the backcourt, it's going to be the 5'7 junior from San Diego, Kayla Miller. Alongside her, it's going to be the leading scorer, player of the week. She's been dropping over 30 in the last four games. It's Haley Homestead, the 5'8 senior from American Fork, Utah. At small forward, it's going to be the 5'9 junior from Siloam, Arizona, Taylor Maines. In the front court, down low, it's Haley Emmerine, the 6-foot junior from Spanish Fork, Utah. And to round out the starting five for the Red Storm, the 6'2 sophomore from Castledale, Utah, Taylor Mann. For your Dominican Penguins, in the backcourt, it's going to be the junior 5'4 guard, Danielle Yamauchi. Joining her, it's going to be Jesse Marshall, the sophomore, 5'6 guard from San Jose. And the lady of the hour in the season, savior for the Penguins, at small forward, the 5'8 guard from Fairfield, California, Salonika Quaywan Owens. In the front court, it's going to be Jasmine Cox, who just came off a career high in DU record, 24 rebounds against Holy Names. She stands at 5'10 from Upland, California. And at center, it's going to be Sarah Nelson, the 6'4 junior from Clayton, California. DU got the best of Dixie State last time in Utah. Obviously, the revenge factor is always there. PacWest tournament implications. Keys to the game tonight, Mr. Temple.
I think the one thing that the Lady Penguins need to do tonight to come away with their second victory of the season against the Red Storm is to out-rebound them once again. In the previous game, they out-rebounded them 59-37, and that's a huge accomplishment as Dixie State is one of the top rebounding teams in the conference.
We're set to tip it off. It's going to be Quaywan Owens and Taylor Mann, and it's going to go to Dixie State. Emmerine has possession. She's going to hand it off to Miller. And we're underway here in the Conlin Center. Here's Homestead. She does it all for the Red Storm. Pulls up from the baseline. Can't hit the jumper. Nelson's got the rebound.
Yeah, the Penguins got to make sure they contain Homestead. She's a good all-around jump shooter, but also can get to the paint.
Quaywan Owens loves working on the left side. That's where she's got it. Gets a screen from Nelson. Tries to weave her way inside. High off the glass. It doesn't go. Dixie State the rebound. Push up ahead to Homestead. And she finishes plus the foul.
We already see early off here, Dixie State wants to run. They want to establish tempo. Homestead, a shooting guard, leaked down the left wing, was able to get the foul and finish with a nice finger roll layup on the right block.
It's going to go against Marshall. That's her first. As Homestead will try to complete the three-point play.
It's going to be key, too, for the Penguins to start out good because you know the Red Storm is looking for revenge. If they get any kind of start, that could take away the Penguins' advantage.
Well, they were tied 30 at halftime. DU put the onslaught in the second half, and we'll see what happens tonight in the Conlin Center. Homestead couldn't hit the free throw. Penguin possession as Yamauchi set to bring it up into the front court.
And the Penguins donning the nice black jerseys as today is blackout day in the Conlin Center.
Nelson down low on the flex cut, couldn't hit it. Cox on the offensive rebound. She can't finish on the putback. It's going to go over to Dixie State.
Two good looks at it there. Nice curl cut there by Nelson to get to the right block and try to finish the layup. Just didn't get it to go down. A nice follow by Cox.
Miller's going to run the point guard duties for the Red Storm. She hands off to Homestead. She's going to pull up again from the left baseline, in and out. Quaywan Owens corrals the rebound. DU looks to push. It's Yamauchi up ahead to Cox. She's cut off by Maines. Ball will stay with DU underneath the southern basket.
And early on, you see the offense really just running through Homestead on that left wing. They're getting every shot through her.
Quick inbounds to Nelson. She pulls up from the elbow. Can't hit it. Red Storm with the rebound. Miller up top working on Yamauchi. They're setting it up for Maines over in the right corner. She curls into the lane. Cut off by Quaywan Owens. Swatted away by Jasmine Cox. Shot clock didn't reset. It's down to 8. Miller has it up top. Gets a double screen. Weaves around Yamauchi. Down to 3. She's got a fire. It's a deep 3, and it's no good. Cox has got the board. Good defensive possession there by the Penguins.
Yeah, great defensive possession. First, they got the block, and they were able to maintain composure and force a deep, deep three and able to get the rebound.
Yamauchi's going to walk it up, call out the set. Quaywon Owens has it up top. Mainz is on her. She's going to work. Crossover dribble pull up from 18. It's good.
Q hurt the Red Storm last time with 18 points, 13 boards. Early start for her to get the Penguins on the board.
Knotted up at two. 17:44 left in the first half. Here's Miller. Poked away by Yamauchi. It's going to stay with the Red Storm.
And you can see even on their offensive formations, they're really isolating Holmstead, getting her by herself with all the other players really going towards the opposite side.
Miller has the inbound. Red Storm set it up. It's Miller once again into the right northern corner. Finds Mainz. Now it's Holmstead off the curl. She's doubled. Fadeaway jumper. Tough shot. She got it to go.
Leading scorer in the Pac West has all of the shot attempts on net for the Red Storm. You can see why. She's scored 30 points in her last four games.
That was a tough shot. Off balance. Here's Quaywon Owens. Once again, left wing, loves to work and operate from there. Spins into the key. She gets it up and she's fouled. She'll go to the line for two.
I think this game's going to be Quaywon Owens versus Holmstead going back and forth. Two great scorers who love to have the ball in their hands. Going to work early on in this game.
Quaywon Owens will step to the line for her first two attempts of this game. In and out on the first. Shooting it at 63% on the season. She gets one more. Got the second one to rattle home. 4-3, Red Storm up by a point, just under 17 minutes in this first half. The number 3 seed in Dixie State taking on the number 5 seed of Dominican. Here's Holmstead. Great defense by Marshall. One-footed fadeaway jump shot by Holmstead. Couldn't get it to go. Great defense by Marshall.
We haven't seen a pass from Holmstead yet. She hoists up every time she gets the rock. She had a fadeaway. Very difficult shot. Good defense from Marshall.
She loves to shoot off balance. Here's Quaywon Owens down low in the post. Going baseline. Draws the foul. And she'll go back to the free throw line.
And go to what works if you're Quaywon Owens. Try to post up any defender. You are much stronger than most of these Red Storm defenders. So if you can establish position just like she did there and draw an early foul, keep doing it.
Excuse me, that was on the ground.
Oh, I thought it was on the shot too.
Whistle was on the ground. No free throws for Quaywon Owens as they inbound. She's got the basketball back. She launches a three, and she's got it. She'll take three over two any day.
She didn't want to listen to me. She didn't want to post up. She said, give me the ball from three-point line, coach, and I'll knock it down.
Mainz gave her way too much space. Quaywon Owens has a quick trigger. She teed it up there to give the Penguins a 6-4 lead. Miller trying to answer a deep three way off the mark. Battle for the rebound underneath. It's Emmerine swatted away by Nelson. Marshall up ahead in the front court, trying to go coast to coast on the blow by. She can't finish with the left hand. And a whistle. This is going to go against the Penguins. Sarah Nelson coming over the back. We got a media timeout. 6-4. Penguins up by two. Both teams struggling a little bit on offense early.
I want to talk about that last possession there, the fast break from Marshall. She did everything right, got to the hoop, got the look, just couldn't finish off the left-handed layup. Shot it way too hard. Probably surprised she was so open.
And she put a beautiful crossover move on Mainz to duck right under there. It's always tough when you're going full speed, trying to finish with the left hand. She is a right-handed shooter. It is Ron Powell tribute night. It's a blackout in the Conlin Center. Students are filing in. Families are filing in. Men will host Dixie State after this one at 7:30. But so far, Penguins trying to work on beating Dixie State twice in a season. It's not easy to do that.
Yeah, and we've talked about this on our radio show. It's really tough to beat a team in any sport, on the professional level or the collegiate level, twice in a row. Once you get that first win, the second time this team comes back to play you, they're looking for revenge. They have that I want to beat you factor. I want to get revenge on you. They do scouting report. They're ready all week in practice to come face this team. But right now, Dominican's doing a good job weathering the storm.
And so far for Dominican, Quaywon Owens has all the points for the Penguins. And on the other side, it's Holmstead who has all the points for the Red Storm. And you can tell that That's going to be the matchup of this game tonight. Holmstead versus Quaywon Owens. Who can take over late?
Yeah, and I'll be surprised if Coach Breonna Chambers doesn't switch off Quaywon Owens to guard Holmstead at some points, because Quaywon is our best defender if we're a Lady Penguin fan, so we might see that matchup face off.
Back under action, it's Miller. Checked by Amiuchi. They look for Holmstead. Pull-up jumper off one dribble, and she drills it. Six all.
You know what's coming every time down the court. They're going to get the ball to Holmstead, and she's going to shoot. It's going to be interesting to see if we see a couple more double teams come her way.
When you're averaging 33 points over the last four games, I think you have the green light. Kicked ball.
I agree with that. Coach is probably saying shoot all you want because you're knocking them down.
Kick ball by the Red Storm, 17 on the shot clock. Penguins have it. As they're set to inbound. They get it into Yamauchi. She calls out the set. Swung over to Quaywon Owens. Left wing. Puts some moves on White. Goes to the baseline. Can't finish. Gets her own miss. And she's rejected by White this time. Good recovery there by Breonna White. Miller up ahead to Holmstead. Tough catch. She made it. Fadeaway jumper. Couldn't find it. Offensive rebound. Emmerine couldn't get it. Still with Dixie State. Emmerine once more. She's rejected by Nelson. Good defense by the ladies on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, we saw that they made Holmstead once again fade away for a difficult shot. Then Nelson, Cox, and Quaywon Owens triple teamed inside to deny the easy layup.
Quaywon Owens posting up over Holmstead. Tries to fire one up. Couldn't get it to go. Cox on the offensive rebound. She's swatted. It's going to stay with the Penguins underneath.
And every time down the court for the Penguins, they're going to Quaywon Owens. This is a interesting matchup to watch, like you touched on. Quaywon Owens versus Holmstead.
Inbounds goes to Cox. Quaywon Owens has it. Now it's Yamauchi. Looking for a screen from Nelson. Tries to pull up from 15. Couldn't hit it. Cox once again on the offensive rebound. Couldn't put it back in.
They're getting the looks they want inside. Just cannot finish right now.
Holmstead. Weaves inside, tries to go baseline to White, stolen away by Quaywon Owens.
Maybe that's why she doesn't pass too often.
Nice look ahead pass from Yamauchi to Cox. She got caught in the air and turned it over. White with the steal. She pushes. Deflected by Yamauchi. Numbers for the Penguins. Nobody's back because Quaywon Owens was down at the end of the floor. She lays it in. Excuse me, that was Jasmine Cox. So used to Quaywon Owens. Here's White, 8-6 Penguins. White on the spin, goes to the baseline, an offensive foul. It's going to be called on Taylor Mann as she cleared out down low to open up a lane for Breonna White. That's the third team foul on the Red Storm.
Yeah, and it's going to be crucial that the Penguins get the Red Storm into foul trouble early, because free points from the free throw lines always seem to come back to bite the team in close games.
8-6. Penguins lead it here early. Quaywon Owens, left wing. Checked by White. Sizes it up, tries to find Cox down low. Gets it to her. She can't finish. Hyatt on the offensive glass. She puts it back in.
Beautiful energy from Hyatt coming off the bench there, getting a rebound and putting it back up in one motion.
Miller tries to push it. The junior from San Diego finds White. Curls into the lane. Left-handed hook shot. Doesn't go. Battle for the rebound. It's last touched by Jasmine Cox.
Something that we saw off ball there that you couldn't really focus on because you were calling the action. Holmstead's far off on the left wing, about 40 feet from the basket, and Boscarino's denying her the ball, making sure they don't get in the hands of one of their best scorers.
Inbounds to White. Quickly back to Miller. She fires a deep three over Yamauchi, and she hits it.
She averages 9 3-point attempts per game. Already hoisted up 4. That's her first one to get going.
And she's got a nice touch. Yamauchi also has the stroke as well. That will be a battle on the perimeter. 10-9, Penguins lead it. Boscarino around the double screen. She's bumped by White, no foul call. It goes off her knee and out of bounds over to the Red Storm.
Early on, I think this is going to be a big possession for the Penguins to get a stop. Miller just knocked down a three. They're within 1 point of the lead. This could be a good early stop for them to get the momentum back.
Here's Holmstead. Wanted to find Miller. Great denial by Yamauchi. Now Holmstead goes to the rack, gets by Boscarino and lays it in. She can do it from inside and out.
Yeah, and that's why you can't overplay her on the defensive side. You got to make sure you give her a little room, but not too much to where she can shoot over you. It's a tough call for any defender.
Red Storm going front 11-10. 12:08 remaining in this first half. Same play call as the last set for DU. It's Boscarino around the double pick. Yamauchi's left open in the corner for three. No good. Boarded by Homestead. She looks to push. Boscarino does a good job of stopping ball, but here's White running the lane well, finding Emmerine, who finishes, plus the foul. Good transition offense there by the Red Storm to take the lead by three. We got immediate timeout as Emmerine will be on the line for one more when we come back. And alongside with us now is Stuart Horn.
Thanks, man. Hey, listening to you guys up in the studio, I did appreciate Temple's call, how Dixie came storming into the Conlin Center. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone caught that, but well, you did.
One of us
that's
did.
One. There you go.
And but how about this matchup? You got Quaywan Owens against, who's she going up against? Let's see.
Homestead.
Yeah, Homestead. When it was 6-6 or something, both of those two ladies are the only ones to score. That was unbelievable. What a start. But Q came up with that big three to kind of get things going. This is going to be crazy as far as the matchups tonight. If Quaywan Owens is doing what Quaywan Owens has been doing, tonight could be monumental.
It could. Both seniors both play the same position. They both understand what's at stake tonight as far as the seeding goes for the PacWest tournament. And they've been putting on a show early on.
Yeah, I like the energy from both teams as a whole. Both trying to hustle back and deny fast break opportunities, and both teams are really executing with their outside jumpers tonight.
Back underway here from the Conlin Center. Emma Ryan's at the stripe for one. She can't hit it. Rebounded by Hyatt. Lead stays at three for the Red Storm. It's Yamauchi, Hyatt, Quaywan Owens, Cox, and Boscarino on the floor for Coach Chambers. Penguins are setting it up looking for Boscarino. And she walked with it as she collided with Brianna White. And here comes Holbrook. She's going to grab Quaywan Owens. Nelson and Marshall with late substitutions for Coach Chambers.
And we see that a little bit too often from Boscarino. She wants to score so quickly that she'll move without the ball yet in her hands. That's why she traveled.
Here's Miller. Loves to operate from the right corner. Nice find underneath to Emmerine. Swatted away by Hyatt. And Emmerine caught the basketball with her foot out of bounds. Great help defense by Lauren Hyatt.
This game with the implications of the postseason and the momentum and the psychology of the game is I got to say, Swanee, just so compelling.
It's been a good one early on. Holbrook curls into the lane. Can't find it. Outlet to Homestead, into the front court. Might have got away with the travel. Tries to go up and under Yamauchi. Can't finish, and Hyatt's being a beast on the boards early. And she's got another one for the Penguins.
Yeah.
Up ahead to Holbrook. Tries to go at Emmerine, double teamed. And a timeout by Coach Chambers as Holbrook was in trouble.
That was one of those perfect timeouts. You could hear Brianna Chambers in the background just screaming, timeout, timeout, because Holbrook was stuck in the corner. And it seemed like none of the Penguins noticed, but she had real trouble there.
And that's when you need your coach to help bail you out.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And in her seventh year, Brianna Chambers, I think she's been waiting for this, and that is, especially the last 5 years in the NC2A Division II, you know, the Penguins have had it's been a little slow coming. Now, it always is when you bump up to another class, going from the NAIA to the NC2A. It's been rough on the Penguins, but right now in the back half of this season, the Penguin women have never looked better.
Action back underway. Yamauchi trying to find an inbound. It's tipped away by Miller. It's going to stay with the Penguins. And like you were saying, Stu, it looked like another slow start this season, but the Penguins have really picked it up. Like you said, they have been playing better than ever. Here's Marshall. Penguins are going to work it around the perimeter. Yamauchi with eight on the shot clock. Finding Holbrook. It's down to five. Holbrook's going to have to get up a shot. Trying to go all the way to the rack. And she lays it in to beat the buzzer.
What a job to attack the rim and stay composed with only one on the shot clock. She gets up a layup and finishes for two.
She could have forced a tough shot, but the freshman put her head down and went right to the tin. 13-12. And a kicked ball by Hyatt.
That's a great point, Swanee. She didn't panic. I panicked. Everybody in the place panicked. She didn't panic, and she took it in there with one less than a second, as Mike said, and was able to. That was a veteran play. She could have thrown up a tough one from deep, but instead she waited. That was great.
Inbounds to Homestead. Marshall's right all over her from the catch. Fadeaway jumper once again in the key, and she's got another one. That's her bread and butter.
Yeah, you don't defend that kind of shot. Too tough.
15-12. The Red Storm lead it by three. 10 minutes left in the first half. Here's Holbrook on the left wing. Back to Yamauchi. Looking to work on Miller. Miller stays right with her. Now it's Hyatt. 10 on the shot clock for the Lady Penguins. Down low to Nelson. Kicked out to Marshall. She launches a high arcing three. Didn't go down. It looked good off her fingertips.
Oh, it did.
Miller pushes the other way. Yamauchi got in the lane. She's able to take it away. One on three. Nice find to Hyatt, who is running the floor. She lays it in.
Perfect fast break. Hyatt ran the floor as a center and finished for two.
DU didn't get back, though, and Emmerine was cherry picking. She puts it back in. 17-14.
Good teams will make you pay when you spend too much time admiring the last play and don't catch up with the current play.
We see it all the time.
Yep.
Got to get back on defense. Here's Yamauchi. Over to Marshall, looking for Holbrook. Pass was a little late, deflected. Comes back to Yamauchi. She has a floater into the lane. It's long. Taken by the Red Storm. And Miller will bring it up into the front court.
And Yamauchi's had two nice drives tonight with that runner, just not finishing it, both coming off the back of the rim. Look for her to make her adjustment and start shortening up her shot a little bit.
And when you only stand at 5'4", it's good to have a floater in your game, in your arsenal. Underneath, it's put in by Taylor Mayne. She gives the Red Storm a 5-point lead. Coach Chambers is going to spend a timeout. 8:34 left in the first half as Dixie State has put together a little bit of a run here.
Brianna Chambers doesn't want to let this thing get away from her early. 8:34 to go. The Penguins have been hanging pretty tough, but they have six unanswered, and the DUs are going to have to adjust. The last 2.5 minutes of play, Red Storm has just looked absolutely dominant. Quicker, more powerful, banging it out down low, and faster to the other end of the court.
And this will be interesting to see for the Lady Penguins. We haven't seen them get down too much lately. They've won 6 out of 7, so it's going to be important for them to come out of this slight adversity early on in the half to see how they react to this kind of deficit.
Goldan steps on the floor for the Penguins as this is her first minutes of action. Ball's in play. Cox has it at the high post. No one picked her up. She spins, fires, and connects.
She thought to herself, why am I so open? I might as well shoot it, and she did. Finish for two.
Once again, the Red Storm looking to push. It's White spinning and rejected by the Penguins. It looked like Roldan underneath. 19-16. Red Storm up by three. Quick inbounds. An off-ball foul. This is going to go against Jasmine Cox. That's the fourth team foul, second personal on Cox. And here comes Quaywan Owens. She's going to get Jasmine Cox.
That was a good job by the Penguins, too, to weather the Red Storm run while Quaywan Owens was out. Now they got their leading scorer in, fully rested, ready to go.
Homestead on the inbound. Marshall trying to stay with her. She curls into the lane, and it hits a tough shot. Homestead just a big body when she gets it down low with no double team.
And the soft hands. She's a shooter. Both sides of the ball, she's really tough.
Zone from the Red Storm. Penguins will work it around the perimeter. Marshall, nice find down low to Cox. She spins, fires, can't hit it. Quaywan Owens on the offensive glass, muscles her way up and in.
That's what happens in a rebound. You can get offensive boards because they don't know who to pick up. And good job by Quaywan Owens to slip by.
Miller just comes down and hoists a three with no set for any offense. It doesn't go down. Ball's going to go over to the Penguins. We got a media timeout. And Penguins are staying with them. Red Storm put together a little run. Penguins answer. It's going to be a tight one.
Yeah, I think both ways it's going to be a close game. It's evident in the standings that this should be a close game. And what we're seeing through the first 12 minutes of basketball is it's definitely going to be a close game. One thing I want to see Coach Brianna Chambers talk about maybe in the huddle right now is to maybe send a double team towards Holmstead or drop back in a zone. We haven't seen her shoot a three ball yet. She's done most of her work from inside or mid-range. Maybe force her to shoot those three-point shots.
Fans, you're listening to NC2A Division II basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu, courtside here at the Conlon Center from Dominican University of California. This broadcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department here at DU, where our chair is Brad Van Alstine.
And going back to your point, Temple, if Coach Chambers isn't going to send a double team, when do you make the move to put Quaywan Owens on Holmstead, her best defender on the Red Storm's best offensive threat?
Yeah, that's something else that you could also try. Sending your best defender to Holmstead might calm her down from the field, but right now you got to switch things up because the man-to-man defense isn't working early on.
She's got 12 in this first half on 6 of 11 shooting. As action is back underway, it's Roldan trying to maneuver on the perimeter. Gets inside, goes off the window, it's no good. Corralled by Mann. As the Penguins scramble to get back on defense. Here's Miller, who's played the whole first half for the Red Storm. Holmstead has it. Wild shot, but she's bailed out with a foul. She's going to go to the line for two. That's going to go against Hyatt. Her first 15 foul charge against the Penguins.
That's a really good call. She was bailed out because she had there was no reason to shoot that shot up there. In the absence of the foul there, Swanee, that would have just been an absolutely terrible play in sharp contrast to most of the plays that Holmstead makes, which are superb.
She hit the first. Second one on the way. Got the roll.
And the only reason I bring it up is because it seemed to me a questionable foul, and rarely do I say that. But I didn't even see the foul. All I saw was an attempt at a shot she had no business drawing.
And it was wild.
That's what I'm saying.
18 to 23. Red Storm up 5. Yamiuchi's left open for 3 off the screen. It's short. Marshall tracks down the offensive rebound.
Good hustle. Good next possession.
Roldan's going to tee up a 3. Can't find the range. Out of bounds off of the Penguins. It's going to go over to Dixie State.
Do you seem like they're in perfect position for a lot of these boards, you know? I mean, I've noticed that in just the last couple of minutes. Hope that keeps up.
Miller finds Holmstead once again. Marshall's drawn the assignment all night of trying to check the leading score for the Red Storm. She fades away from the baseline again. Nothing but net.
She could be going for 50 tonight.
25-18. She's had an average of 33 over her last 4 games, and she is cooking right now. She's got 15 in the first half. Here's Yamiuchi. Kicked out to Hyatt. Bobbled the pass. And it's going to go over to the Red Storm. DU's down 7, and it's all Haley Holmstead for the Red Storm. They got to find a way to try to slow her down.
Yeah, she has 12 shot attempts. They are running their offense through her. She's looking to shoot every time she gets the ball. The Penguins have got to switch something up to make her uncomfortable.
She's got the rock once again. Left-handed dribble, up and under. Tough shot, way long. Good defense by Marshall. That time, and a great play by Roldan. She was falling out of bounds. She threw it off the leg of Holmstead to earn the possession for the Penguins.
Schoolyard cheater there. Love that play. Hey, Jade Castro, the 5-footer and heir apparent for the point guard position of the Dominican, is in the game tonight.
She checks in. Gets it over to Roldan. Hyatt. Now Boscarino. Looking for Castro. Finds her up top. 10 on the shot clock. Roldan kicked out to Castro. 6 on the shot clock. Castro is a little ahead of herself as she traveled.
And Dixie State's defense is really sagging off, daring the Penguins to shoot it from outside. So one thing to beat that is you got to shoot it from outside or get better looks by swinging the ball around the perimeter and getting it inside.
Miller gets right by Castro. Castro does a great job to hustle down to stop the basketball. But once again, it's Homestead with the rock, trying to go inside to the rack. Can't finish. Great help defense by Quaywan Owens. Boscarino's triple teamed, and she finds a way to get the ball to Hyatt.
That's one way to do it. Knock Homestead to the ground and not get called for a foul.
4:55 remaining in this first half. Coach Chambers' squad's going to try to finish it strong. Floater by Roldan is long, and a late whistle. As she draws the foul, she'll go to the line for two.
That's what you got to do when defenders are sagging off. Drive right at them and force them to stop you from getting to the paint.
It's going to go against the sophomore, Taylor Mann. As Roldan's at the line for two. Long on the first. As Lanter, the freshman, is going to return for Dixie State. Roldan's second attempt is good. The lead for the Red Storm is down to six. As Miller walks it up into the front court, and you know she's going to look for Homestead, and she finds her. Left baseline, fadeaway once again. This time it doesn't go. She's been off the mark on her last two shots. Offensive rebound to Emmerine. Kicked out to White, and she drills a three.
Big offensive rebound, and then the three. That's a dagger early in the first half.
28-19. Dixie State looking for revenge here in the Conlin Center. Castro moves it around the perimeter to Boscarino. Homestead's on her. Now Roldan has it. Quaywan Owens finds Castro, eight on the shot clock, looking for Boscarino. She's got the rock, down to three on the shot clock. She's got to get up a shot, down to one. She turned it over. Great defense by the Red Storm on that possession.
How about that matchup, Homestead and Castro? What an assignment to draw, huh? That's like one of us going up against Shaq in his heyday. Just tough. You got to play really hard to get anything.
You do, especially when you're a smaller player like Castro and the big body of Haley Homestead.
Now the NC2A.
And you're listening to the NC2A basketball here. Huge conference game in the Pacific West. You're listening at radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, Mike Temple, Alex Swan on the call tonight for both games. The men taking place at 7:30, we will have a huge halftime ceremony for late great Dominican native Ron Powell. All funds are going towards his fund, the Ron Powell Memorial Fund. All ticket sales and merchandise sale will be going towards that tonight. So make sure you come out if you're listening right now and are within driving distance to get here by around 8 o'clock because it's a great cause here in the Collin Center.
It's a blackout tonight. This is the second to last home game in the Conlin Center. It's been one heck of a season. If you can make your way out here, this one's going to be a heck of a finish, and the men's are going to follow this game at 7:30. And boy, oh boy, does that have big implications, the battle for the number two seed in the PacWest Conference. As we're set to get back underway, under 4 minutes remaining in the first half, Miller brings it up for the Red Storm. She's been the floor general for Dixie State all throughout the first half. They're looking for Homestead, running along the baseline, gets a couple of screens. She has it. Tough fadeaway jumper. It's short, and Quaywan Owens skies high for the rebound.
I can call what she's going to do every time. She's going to get to the rack and then fade away on a jumper.
Oh, what a look from Noelle Roldan. Midair, she was able to find Boscarino off the touch pass, and Boscarino laid it in. It all started with the freshman Castro looking up ahead to start the break.
It took every ounce of strength for Castro to get it all the way up the court, but she did.
White's off the mark. Offensive rebound by State. It's rejected by Hyatt. Castro's got it. She puts the brakes on, trying to get around Miller. Loses the basketball momentarily. Finds Hyatt. Power move to the middle of the key, and Lauren Hyatt is able to muscle her way up for two.
That was a two consecutive statement plays.
And the lead is down to five.
Hyatt's had a great first half to this point, both on the offensive side and defensive side, getting rebounds.
Homestead. And she's checked by Boscarino. She's whistled for the foul. That's going to be her first sixth team foul for the Penguins. As The Red Storm are one foul away from getting themselves into the bonus. Miller tries to inbound to Holmstead. She fell down. White tracks it down. Pulls up from 15. Can't hit it. Offensive rebound for Emmerine. She puts it back in with the left hand.
Emmerine got away with a little push in the back there to get that rebound.
Roldan, no look to hide. It's deflected and stolen away by the Red Storm. As they control the lead, up by 7. 2:20 left in this first half. Red Storm have controlled the lead throughout the way. Tough shot by White. She got the sky hook to go with the left hand off the window.
And she's a right-handed shooter, so she can do it from way out there or up close.
32-23 now. So Penguins had it down to 5. It's back up to 9. Roldan is going to tee up a 3. It's short. Trying to track down her own miss, but it's Lanter there to corral the defensive rebound for the Penguins. Miller trying to put on the afterburners. She beats Castro to the bucket and lays it in.
Got to get back on defense. Can't let Miller go coast to coast and finish for 2.
The lead is up to double digits, 34-23, Red Storm. Boscarino, and she's fouled by Holmstead. This is going to be on the ground.
Red Storm foul on 50.
It's going to be important for the Lady Penguins to get this lead under double digits going into the half. They played a great second half against Dixie at Dixie, so they know it's possible to come back. Just need to get this lead for a morale standpoint under double digits.
Fifth team foul against the Red Storm. Nelson, Holbrook, and Yamauchi all check in for the Penguins. Yamauchi gets it in. The Boscarino nearly stolen by White. They left Quaywan Owens open for a 3. Didn't go down. Rebounded by Holmstead. She pushes. Tries to get around Boscarino. Tough shot off the window. It's spun out. Boarded by Lanter, and she'll go to the line for 2. She's fouled. Dixie State starting to out-hustle the Penguins on the offensive glass.
They are the leading team in the Pac-West in rebounding and rebounding margin. They get more than 10 rebounds a game difference than the other team. That's where they're doing their work right now, is on both sides of the glass.
First free throw for Lanter is no good.
Even more impressive, the win that the Penguin women had out at Dixie, because Dixie's just doing what they do tonight. And the D's are going to have to play hard if they want to even compete tonight.
Lanter got the second, and I have a feeling we will see a different Penguin team in the second half. 1:10 left, Yamauchi all the way to the bucket, and she's fouled. She'll get herself to the line. This is going to go against Lanter, the freshman from St. George, Utah. Team sixth, Yamauchi's at the stripe, where she's shooting it at 55% on the season. Off the mark on the first.
I notice in the stands we have a couple of great Penguin Lady alums from the team, Shelly Clermenko and Katie Christensen. Katie Christensen hit 5 threes in a row at Holy Names.
Woo.
One night to break the Holy Names ladies' home win streak back in the Cal Pack of 52 games. And the DU's got him. And that night, Christensen hit 5 in a row.
We need that right now. Could she come knock down 5 threes in a row for us?
Holbrook tries a 3. It's in and out. Nearly on cue. As Penguins will keep possession with 44.6 ticks remaining in the first half.
Just as I said that, Holbrook launched the 3. It would have been perfect timing for her to knock it down.
You've been on cue a lot this season. Well, here she goes again for 3. This time it's way off. Doesn't even draw iron. Rebounded to Dixie State. White tries to get it down low. Stolen away by the Penguins. They can hold for the last shot. Yamauchi doesn't elect to, and she turned it over. She had Nelson underneath.
Wide open. Nelson slipped it beautifully. She gets the catch. She would have finished for 2. Yamauchi just a little too tall over Nelson, which is hard to do, standing at 6'7".
It is, and Yamauchi knows that she can make that pass, and she's very capable of making a solid pass on the break. Dixie State holding for 1 shot as she barrels into the lane. That was Miranda Moore as she was swatted by Nelson. Red Storm were able to get the basketball back and call a timeout, but Miranda Moore didn't elect for one shot. She went to the hole with 14 seconds left, and Dixie State's lucky to have the basketball back.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know who's sneaky for Dixie? The more I watch these guys in the first half, or these ladies, I should say, is White. She is a quiet assassin. She's just always in good position, and if you leave her open at all, close range or long range, as I alluded to before, she is just brutal when it comes to racking up points. They just come slowly but methodically with her, and I love her game, I've got to say.
And we saw her going to the right and left hand when she gets into the lane. She's been a good player in the first half for
the
Red Storm.
She has no weakness in her game. That's a rarity.
Dixie State has possession. They get it into Moore. Down to six. Yamauchi's all over her. Moore underneath. Tries to get it up and in with 1 second remaining. Doesn't go down. Buzzer sounds. Penguins will go into the locker room down 35-24 as they have a little work to do coming out in the second half.
See if
so
you guys
far, it's been Homestead.
See if you guys agree with me on this. Well, it has been Homestead for sure. She's been the most dominant player in the entire of both squads. But Dixie looks pretty solid. I would say exceptionally solid. Where the Penguin women are a little stiff right now. They're not doing their thing. The last few games they've been playing so beautifully. But what I like about their last few games, they've been playing loose. Playing hard, but playing loose. Tonight they seem a little stiff, a little tight, a little nervous. I don't know. Do you guys agree?
I agree. It just doesn't seem like they haven't caught their rhythm yet. And usually we see that. And it starts sometimes with the outside game and the inside game. They just haven't been able to get both going or one or the other, really. But you're right. They do look a little stiff.
Yeah, and they're not totally confident either.
Yeah, I'm thinking to why that may be the case here today. The Penguins have come on such a hot win streak, and now they're really expected to win games, not really trying to surprise anyone or sneak up on anyone. So I don't know if it's the pressure of being expected to win games to where now they're tightening up a little bit and not playing as loose, like you said, which they were in the last couple of games.
That's interesting. That's the psychology of the game. All of a sudden you start to get good and you move up in the standings, and now you're expected to win, where you've never, since we've come into the NC2A, frankly, the Penguins, men and women, haven't really been expected to win. They haven't been a bona fide threat. All of a sudden, both teams are, and for the first time ever, the Penguin women are a bona fide threat. They got past Dixie in Dixie's house. That's almost unheard of. And, yeah, you might be onto something there. Who knows? But I, as Swanee alluded to earlier, I got to believe that whatever Breonna Chambers does in the clubhouse at halftime, is a different team is going to come out.
And sometimes you just come out flat. Sometimes it's just not your night.
And sometimes it's just that, too.
Yeah. But it's going to be a key if you can slow down Haley Homestead. She's got 16 of the Red Storm's 35.7
wow.
of 17 shooting. And Quaywon Owens, on the other hand, only has 8. So it's going to be a little bit of both to see if they can slow her down and if they can get hot on the offensive side. But once they can get the rhythm going, loosen up a little bit, pick up the intensity, I think we'll see DU climb back into this game. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Horn, Temple, and Swan on the call. We'll be back with second half action in about 10 minutes.
Fresh, edgy, energetic.
Waste 3,000 gallons of water each year.
Hello, listeners. We are back from the Collins Center in Santa Fe. Mike Temple, Stu Horn, and Alex Swan on the call, getting ready for a great second half of action between the Dixie State Red Storm and the Dominican University of California Penguins. This is Pac West action here. In a huge game for both teams for seeding going towards the Pac West tournament for both teams. Yamauchi has it now on the inbounds play. Cox to Quaywon Owens on the left wing. Nelson sets a screen. Quaywon Owens trying to isolate. Gets to the free throw line, extended. Her jumper is knocked down. Good start to the second half.
If you're Maines, you got to get up on Quaywon Owens. That is her shot right there from the mid-range.
Coming back the other way, Homestead with the shot. She misses, rebound Nelson. Yamauchi looks to push, has it on the right wing, gets past half court. Has numbers, gets all the way to the paint. Jump stop, getting finishes for two.
Usually we see Yamauchi try to speed her way to the bucket. Beautiful use of the jump stop.
Coming back the other way, fast break opportunity their own. Missed the layup. Don't get the rebound. Yamauchi finds a loose ball. Now she pushes once again. Same move, gets to the paint. Float away jumper. She misses that one. Rebound's going to go towards. It's going to bounce out of bounds. The Penguins are going to end up with the ball.
The energy has picked up early for DU. Great start to the second half.
Yeah, five unanswered and three quick possessions for the DUs. And Yamauchi got away with murder there, didn't she?
Glad to have the ball back. Quaywon Owens has it on the left wing. Marshall now in the corner calling for a screen. She gets it. Gets to the free throw line. Runner up off the back of the board. Rebound goes to Dixie State. Man with the board. She pitches it up to Miller. Miller, the main ball handler for this Red Storm team. She likes to hoist the three. Let's see what Marshall does. Swung over to Homestead. Denied by Quaywon Owens. Steal. The PacWest defender of the week. Almost every week has it. She goes towards the offensive side. Misses the shot and a rebound. Ball bounces out of bounds. Red Storm ball.
You saw immediately Quaywon Owens checking Homestead, got in the passing lane. I'm surprised Miller, she was sliding her feet as Quaywon Owens tried to go up and around her for the layup.
I saw the same thing, Swanee. I thinking the exact same thing.
Call for the blocking foul.
35-28, 18-30 left in the second half. Homestead has it in the left corner, stolen by Quaywon Owens, but knocked out of bounds. Red Storm will keep the ball.
I think you're going to see Homestead get a little flustered. Quaywon Owens is quicker, and she's got a. She's not as heavy as Homestead, but she's going. She's got the muscle in the body to body up with Homestead.
We talked about Coach Brianna Chambers maybe needing to switch, and that's what she does. They should put Quaywon Owens on Homestead to try to weather the storm shooting from Homestead. The three ball by White, who just entered, missed. Fight for the rebound. Loose ball goes out of bounds. Penguins will get the ball.
Stu talked about this earlier in the first half. White has got a great game, got a nice jump shot. She teed one up there, in and out. Penguins got lucky. Got to get out on her.
She's sneaky accurate.
Yamauchi has it now on the right wing, looking to get this deficit even smaller. 35-28, Quaywon Owens up top. She's looking to isolate like she normally does. Uses a screen from Nelson, goes the opposite way. Left block, nice handoff to Cox. Goes up for two, blocked a little bit. Missed, ball bounces out of bounds. Dixie State has the ball.
It's been uncharacteristic for Cox tonight. She's money down low finishing around the rim.
Yeah, especially of late. Last game she scored 18 points and had 24 boards. Today not the same as she's struggling from inside. Miller has it right wing. Gives it over to White, who's had a solid game so far. She drives, gets to the paint, and gets met by a wall. Knocked over, draws the foul on the shot. Cox did everything she could to make sure that shot didn't get up as she knocked her down.
Big collision. Once again, White maneuvering in the lane, and if you're going to foul, put a foul, it's better to do it like that than letting White continue and get the shot up.
Yeah, you don't want a shot like that to be a soft foul, go up for two and go to the line for a chance to convert 3 points. Instead, Cox commits a hard foul, knocks White to the ground. She'll be going to the line for two free throws. She averages 9 points per game on the season. First one knocked down.
I'll tell you what, that will clear the cobwebs in your head if you're White running into Jasmine Cox like that.
Definitely did there. 36-28. Rebound. Penguins trail early in the second half. 17:46 left. Knocks down both of them, pushing the lead up to nine. Yamauchi brings up on the right wing once again. Coach Brianna Chambers yelling out a play. Looking to isolate Yamauchi on Miller. She gets to the free throw line. Hand off to Quaywon Owens, left wing. Thinks about the three, doesn't take it. Now she has Miller guarding her. Free throw line, fakes the jumper. Nice move, spin move. Razzle dazzle, but they're going to call a foul on the ground before the shot.
Quaywon Owens can get to the rack, but she's got a jumper, so when she does that hesitation fake, quick pump, quick little up fake with her head, she can blow by the defender.
On the inbounds play, get it to Nelson for a nice shot, just missed off the left side of the rim. Rebound Homestead.
That was a good look for the Penguins. That's Nelson's shot down there, four-footer.
The leading scorer in the Pac West pushes the ball, gets it inside to Emrine, and Emrine finishes for two. Nice find by Homestead.
Penguins had it down to five. Dixie State answers with six. It's back up to 11. They got to find consistency in their offense.
They made a little burst, now looking to sustain it. 39-28, Penguins trail. Huge Pac West game here for seeding. Quaywon Owens for the answer three off wide right backboard. Rebound Homestead.
She settled. She settled for that triple.
Miller pushes the tempo, forces a pass, and it goes over the head of White and a turnover that might fuel the fire for the Penguins.
This will be interesting. Holbrook is coming in for Cox. They're going to go small. Maybe she stretches the floor, try to get the outside game going from downtown.
Penguins are struggling from the field shooting-wise, not down as many jumpers as they normally do. So that's why they're going to send in Holbrook to try to spell that. Marshall right wing over to Holbrook now. The freshman has looked very good in her last six games on the left wing. Uses a screen from Nelson. She drives, gets to the right block, finishes for two. Instant offense from Holbrook off the bench.
Man's trying to guard her. Man, 6'2". She can't stay with Holbrook. She went right to the bucket, blew right by her.
Miller beats the Marshall press. Resettles possession here up top. Uses the screen. Left wing still has it. Gets it inside to Emreen. Emreen has to pass it out. The double team came. White ends up with a loose ball as it was tipped, and she finishes for two.
Oh, my goodness. It seems like Brianna White is everywhere. That pass was in, stolen by Yamauchi. White comes out of nowhere to steal it right back.
Yamauchi, wild lefty, scoop shot, missed rebound. Taylor Mann, Dixie State looking to push and get this lead up to 13. Miller has it over to White on the right wing, fakes left, goes right, gets to the right block, nice handoff, beautiful shot, but missed off the layup, wide open layup, smoked by Emreen. Rebound goes to Yamauchi.
You got to finish that if you're Emreen. That was a beautiful setup by White.
Quayle Owen trying to get it under double digits, gets the left block, forces up a shot, misses the layup, Holbrook rebound. Quayle Owens gets it right back at the right block, short on the shot again, rebound Marshall, third time's a charm. Yamauchi has it up top, gives it over to Holbrook, wild pass, chased it down, but it goes out of bounds as a wild pass from Yamauchi ends up in a turnover.
Do you work so hard to get three possessions and then you turn it over? Can't do that trying to come back when you're down double digits.
Yeah, especially when you're trailing. Every possession is magnified and every turnover is magnified. That's what happened there. Three shots at it, don't get the second one to go. Third possession ends up in a turnover. Not what the Penguins are looking for. Down 11 with 15:22 here. An immediate timeout. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Tonight is Ron Powell Tribute Night with all funds going to his memorial fund. If you want to make a donation, you can visit ezpowell.org. Powell was spelled P-O-W-E-L-L.org, ezpowell.org, if you want to make a donation. And the Powell's four-year-old son, Ezekiel, who's known as Zeke or Easy, was recently diagnosed with a rare form of cancer that strikes young children. So the money will be going towards that fund to help Ezekiel and his mother and family take care of him with the rare form of cancer.
Gosh, thoughts and prayers go out to the Powell family. Very, very tragic.
So that's what we're doing here tonight. Great gesture by Dominican University as President Mary Marcy has agreed to donate and match up to $750 that they bring in today. So great job by the community here trying to help out what is a great fund. That's the Ron Powell Memorial Tribute Fund. Just make sure you donate that if you're listening at home and can't come to the game tonight. Coming out of the timeout, the Dixie State Red Storm up 11, inbounding the ball going towards the southern end of the Collins Center will be Lanter, who gave some good minutes off the bench in the first half, both on the offensive glass and defensive glass. She gets it inside to Miller. Miller up top finds a rolling cutter in Holmstead. Holmstead gets to the rack, passes, wild pass stolen by the Penguins, and they're going to get called for a foul as they try to end up with a loose ball.
That was wild by Holmstead. She kind of just does her own thing. If it's wild or not, if it's off one leg, she finds a way to get her shot off. But once again, the leading rebounding team in the Pac West crashing the offensive boards.
And Lanter, because of that offensive rebound, will be going to the line for two free throws. Second team foul for the Penguins early in the second half. First on Yamauchi as the first front end of the two shots is missed by Lanter. Second one knocked down, so she splits the pair. Lead up to 12, 42-30.
We saw this in the beginning of the second half. When DU was getting out on the break, that's when they were excelling. They got to find a way to speed this game up a little bit.
Marshall has it in the right corner, being guarded by Holmstead. Gives it off to Yamauchi. Free throw line. Now to Holbrook up top. She's picked by Lanter, and Lanter gets a steal. Breaking loose is Miller. Miller, the guard, streaking down for an easy two, getting this lead up to 14.
Can't show the basketball out like that. If you're the freshman, Holbrook, Lanter took it right away, and then she was able to look up to Miller. That was a great play by the freshman.
The Red Storm looking for revenge as the Penguins beat them earlier in the season. Right now up 14. Yamauchi has it. Off the right glass. Rebound goes to Emreen. They once again push. White has it on the right block. Denied by Quayle Owens as she blocked it. Loose ball. Hyatt tries to grab it, but it ends up going out of bounds.
That was all Quayle Owens because the Penguins did not get back on defense. She did an excellent job to rotate over and get a piece of that shot.
And we're not seeing that normal great defense from the Penguins out of the last five games, the reason they've won. On the inbounds play, another wide open layup missed by Emreen, and the rebound goes to the Penguins. Fortunate they didn't push that lead up to 16. Holbrook has it on the left wing.
Got to capitalize here.
Yamauchi now up top. Huge possession as they have not scored in over 3 minutes. Yamauchi takes it, gets to the left block, stripped, goes off of Miller's knee. Ball remain with the Penguins.
I think right now Q's going to have to touch the ball on every possession. That's where the offense runs smoothly through her. They're down 14. They got to get it going. And right as I say that, Q's coming on the way out.
You're not Coach Brianna Chambers. She's thinking something different as Cox and Bosco come in along with Roldan. Hyatt and Yamauchi round out the five. Roldan has it up top. Wearing the short sleeve shirt. She gets inside to the paint, misses the shot. Hyatt fights for the rebound, grabs it. Yamauchi now extra possession. Inside to Cox, nice spin move. Short shot, Homestead bounces the rebound and grabs it. Once again, they look to push. White has on the left block now, gets all the way inside, finishes for two off the glass.
She has a pretty game. She can go with her right, her left. She's a tough match.
Roldan, right wing, they try to counter it. Beautiful shot by Roldan off the glass, finished for two. 46-32, Penguins trail.
Got to get back.
Back and forth action. White has it again on the left block. Her shot's knocked down.
My goodness. My goodness. I love to see players use their right and left hand, especially on that particular side of the basket. She can – her left hand is just as good as her right.
The Penguins are not playing deny defense right now or transition defense, as the Red Storm have ended up with easy 6 points off transition in this half.
And just a sloppy turnover there. Penguins got to get it going if they want to get back into this ball game.
This is the time, down 16, 48-32. Our next broadcast will be the senior night, our last home game against Academy of Art on Monday, February 24th, coming up very shortly here. Make sure you tune to that on radio.dominican.edu. Coming back the other way, White once again gets to the rack and gets hard fouled and going to line for two.
She does an excellent job, catches the ball in the triple threat on the wing. You can't force her to go to one side, because she can put on the deck with her right, she can put on the deck with her left. She curls into the lane with either hand. She is a tough, tough guard. Bosco's got the assignment right now. It's not even Homestead in the second half, it's White.
And we did not see that coming. Homestead has not even hoisted up three shots in the second half to this point. It's been all White, and she extends this lead to 18, 50-32, with only 12 minutes and 50 seconds left in the second half. Still plenty of time, just not the way the Penguins are shooting right now. Bosco on the left wing. She drives, gets all the way to the paint, misses the layup. Rebound goes to Dixie State, Taylor Mann. They once again push. Miller has it. Give it over to White once again. White drives, kicked over to Lanter. Lanter's shot just missed from about 7 feet away. Bosco gets the rebound. Had to battle two Red Storm defenders there to bring it up court. She does it now. Right free throw line extended, picks up her dribble. Trying to find a backdoor cutting Roldan, but stolen by White.
Lazy pass.
Telepathed it all the way. White comes back the other way and gets fouled as she goes up hard for a transition layup. Fouled, shot doesn't go, going to line for two.
She is very, very smooth. Always under control, great body control. Ambidextrous with both hands. I'm raving about White. She doesn't even play for the Penguins, but she can ball.
The 5'9 sophomore from Phoenix, Arizona, knocks down another free throw. This lead could swell all the way up to 20 if she knocks down this second one. 51-32. Stay tuned for the men's game at 7:30, where both teams will be fighting for the number two seed in Pac West play.
Coach Turner came in with a great game plan for the Red Storm. They have taken it to DU so far.
And it seems like they've upped the tempo, looking to run after every missed shot from the Penguins. Roldan has it on the right wing. She drives, spins it around the back. Pump fake, gets off the shot, missed. Cox with a nice rebound. Does she finish this time? Yes, she does. Miller coming back the other way, and they're pushing off a made basket here. Wild pass over the head of Homestead, and it's going to be a huge turnover. Penguins get the ball right back.
Quick bucket, get a quick turnover. That's going to be the theme with this remaining 11:47 left in the second half. They got to find a way to get quick scores, quality stops, work their way back in it.
And with a media timeout here at 11:47 in the second half, 52-34 lead down to 18 for the Penguins here, trying to come back in what could be a future playoff match in the Pac West Conference tournament coming up March 6th. Right now, Dixie State seeded third in the Pac West play at 10-7, Dominican at 5 seed with an 8-9 record. What do you expect from that if this might be a playoff matchup?
It's tough to read because DU travels to Utah after a tough loss to Point Loma and blows out Dixie State by 17. Well, now the Penguins find themselves down 18 here on their home floor.
And that
Dixie
usually
State
yeah.
obviously hasn't forgot about that loss up at the Red Storm's home court. Now, I ask you this, Mr. Temple. When do you start pressing if you're Coach Brianna Chambers?
I think you got to do that as soon as possible, but the Red Storm are making it really difficult for Coach Brianna Chambers to call a press because they are so quick off a rebound. They have three ladies streaking because they know they're going to grab the board inside, so they're definitely tough to press.
You got to make baskets
to
press.
Yeah, the first key is to make a basket and then have time to set up a press, but the Red Storm have proven off a made basket that they're still looking to push. We come out of the media timeout here, 52-34, 11:47 left in this huge PacWest game. The Penguins send out Yamauchi, Boscarino, Cox, Roldan, and Hyatt to try to get some points on the board. Bosco has it on the left wing. Roldan cuts off a screen, has it up top. Over to Cox, right wing. Now Yamauchi fakes the three, drives past Holmstead, finishes for two on the left block.
Blown right by was Yamauchi. Speeding by Holmstead, great move. Way to finish with the left hand.
Miller races up to the front court, gets it over to Lanter. Her wild shot miss, rebound Dixie State. They miss a shot, rebound Lanter. Lanter puts it up for two.
It was just pinballed back and forth off the glass. If you're DU, you got to get a body and grab that rebound.
One thing you might do here is go right back at Holmstead as she proves she couldn't stay with Yamauchi. They do go towards Holmstead, but this time Bosco has it. Hyatt up top. Now right wing Roldan. Yamauchi back against Holmstead. She drives, same move, gives it over to Hyatt. Hyatt got away with the travel. Goes up for a shot, knocked away. Bosco ends up with a loose ball. Yamauchi left corner three. This is big. Does it go down? Yes, it does.
Bottoms.
Huge three-pointer from the left corner. 39-54. Penguins need to make their run right here. 10:38 left in the game.
They got to work to get this lead down to 10.
Miller over to Holmstead. Left wing, fadeaway jumper. Off the iron, rebound Bosco. Can they mount a run? Bosco brings it in the front court, doesn't have numbers. She pulls it back out.
Smart.
Back to Yamauchi, right wing Roldan. Now is the time if you're a Penguin fan. Bosco left wing. She drives on Miller, spin move, gets to the middle of the paint, just off the backboard. Rebound, fought for, but Emrine ends up with it. Miller now looks to push. Wild pass, knocked away by Hyatt, out of bounds. Dixie State will keep possession.
I know Boscarino is a great driver, but why not go to the hot hand Yamauchi? Keep feeding the hot hand.
And Yamauchi has beaten Holmstead on two straight possessions and set up that last basket. She got the first one. I agree with you, Swanee. You got to go to the hot hand. Maybe they do that here coming in, but now Quayvon Owens checks in as Coach Brianna Chambers gave her about a 2 minutes break. Try to spell it. And off the inbounds play, a push-off foul on Dixie State's Lanter. They're going to call that on Lanter, an off-ball foul. Their second team foul. And the timeout called by Coach Katheria Turner with 10 minutes and 4 seconds left. The Penguins are making their run.
Got a little bit of momentum. You got your best player in Quayvon Owens coming back onto the floor with fresh legs after a breather. This is where DU needs to continue to chip away.
And they've started this run with their defense. Their defense always feels their offense. We've seen inconsistent offensive play, but when the Penguins are at their best, they are playing great defense, and they're denying Holmstead from easy looks. They're starting to clamp down on Miller and White. That is the reason why the Penguins have made this mini run.
And the Penguins have done a great job at stopping the initial surge of the Red Storm. They've been able to force them to miss their first shot, but they're not getting them to be one and done because the Red Storm continued to crash the offensive glass. They got to get defensive boards with great stops.
Dixie State, the number one rebounding team in the Pac West. Part of the reason why the Penguins were able to beat them up in Utah just a month ago was because of their rebounding. They out-rebounded the Red Storm 59-37. Today, that is not the case as the Red Storm have owned the boards in this one. That's why they have the lead. Still not too big of a lead to overcome, 54-39.
Plenty of time.
10 minutes left. Just keep chipping away and get this game under double digits, and anything could happen as we've seen all year here in the Collins Center. Huge Pac West game, NC2A action. Mike Temple, Alex Swan on the call. Roldan has it left wing, Cox now, Marshall right wing. Marshall drives, uses the contact off the glass for two.
Tough shot, kisses it off the window.
They're going at Holmstead on every possession. Marshall got the call that time and finished for two. Roldan pressuring all the way back at half court, giving off to Holmstead, and she charges in to Marshall. Marshall draws the charge. Great defensive stand.
That's how you move your feet on the defensive side of the basketball. Jesse Marshall getting in a nice defensive stance. Beat Homestead to the spot to draw the offensive foul.
41-54. This lead is shrinking by the minutes. Yamauchi has it on the inbounds play. Gets it past half court. Over to Roldan. Quaywon Owens left wing. Leading scorer for the Penguin. Gets it off to Cox. Now Marshall right wing. Yamauchi wide open three. Just off the back of the iron. But a hustle rebound from Marshall to chase it down. Keeps the ball with the Penguins. Roldan inside to Cox. Cox at the free throw line. Drives left, blocks. Gets up to two and finishes with a nice layup.
Cleared space for herself. Excellent left hand by Jasmine Cox.
Lead down to 11. 54-43. Penguins are climbing back. White left wing over to Miller. Miller deep three. This could be big, and she knocks it down.
She's been hitting timely shots. She hoists nine triples a game. There was one there that killed DU.
Yamauchi trying to go right back at Miller. Gets it off to Marshall right wing. She drives baseline, forces up a wild shot, but gets bailed out with a foul call.
Penguins continue to attack. They're not giving up. They got fight. They'll continue to attack their way.
Score 57-43 with that huge three knocked down by Miller. Marshall will be going to the line looking for two huge free throws here. On the season, she shoots at 58%, and she misses the first one. Free throws late in the game are huge. They are oftentimes magnified when you lose by maybe 1 or 2 points. You need to knock down your free throws.
Especially when you're on the comeback.
The second free throw knocked down. What happened on the first one? I think they're going to call a lane violation on the first one. She got a free shot at the second one, so she knocks it down. This could be huge as she does knock down the second one as well. So a huge one-point swing there, if you could call it a huge one-point swing. 45-57. Penguins trail by 12. Roldan, again, pressuring backcourt. They beat the press. Get it over left wing White. Miller again, deep three, and she knocks it down.
Wow. These aren't just toe-on-the-line threes. These are deep threes by Miller, a good 2 feet away from the line. Back-to-back triples.
Coach Brianna Chambers calls a timeout and is yelling at her team to get out on the shooter because they've let the same thing happen on two straight possessions. Deep threes from Miller with no one in her face.
You know what's killed DU is Homestead isn't even on the floor. It was White in the beginning of the second half, and now it's Miller with two timely threes. They've done their job containing Homestead, but it's been other players to step up for the Red Storm.
And Miller has been the one to step up alongside White in the second half. 60-45, the Penguins have trailed this whole game, but have gotten it within four and five before the Red Storm have answered those runs with a run of their own. That is what's happening right now as the lead is up to 15 points. What is one key for the Lady Penguins to get all the way back in the game and not just within 5 points?
Quality possessions on offense. Close out on the three-point line and rebound your tail off.
I said one thing, but Swanee gave me three things. That's how big of a last 8 minutes and 25 seconds the Penguins need to have to get all the way back in this game. Next broadcast is Monday, February 24th against Academy of Art Senior Night for all of our seniors, which will be the love, Noel Roldan, Jasmine Cox, Quaywon Owens. Quite a bit of seniors on this team, so make sure you come out here and support them in their last home game.
And this game is vital because Academy Art, who's coming in, is 16-1 in the conference.
Stiff competition the Penguins are facing in their last two home games. Right now looking to pull one out in what would be seen as an upset, but not to the Penguins. Right wing, Quaywon Owens has it. She drives, hangs, elbow, jumper, missed, rebound. Cox fights for it. She grabs it, going up for a two. Look, it's fouled and just misses the finish. But she'll be going to the line for two.
Jasmine Cox has an excellent, excellent drop step. When she has an offensive rebound or she has the ball down low on the block, she can spin to either shoulder, but an excellent drop step to clear space to get off her shot.
And even before that great spin move, she's done a tremendous job of rebounding in the second half of this season. She got a school record 24 boards in her last game against Holy Names. Right now, early in this second half, Cox has had a great showing rebounding with already five. Make that six as she just grabbed one right now. She knocks down the first free throw. And the second one just off the back iron. Roldan fights for the rebound. Almost got it as the ball ricocheted to the right wing, chased down by Emmerine. Now with Moore, who just entered. The 5'7 guard from Arizona gives it off to White. Miller, right corner three. She, you know, she's shooting it, and she knocks it down once again, her third three.
She didn't even catch the ball cleanly. And she still got it off over a contested hand of Yamauchi.
63-46. This second half has been all Miller from the three-point line with three straight possessions turning out in Miller threes. Roldan has it right wing looking for an answer. She drives, gets fouled on the shot, and they're going to call a travel before the foul. Ball goes to the Red Storm.
That was good help defense by the Red Storm. But my goodness, Kayla Miller. She's been the killer along with White in the second half.
And something tells me they're going to go right back to Miller at the three-point line. Moore has it, right wing. Now over to the left wing, just dribbling all around the court. She's logged about 5,000 miles on this possession alone. Give it to Miller. Don't be surprised if she shoots. She gives it over to White for a three of her own. White knocks it down. Like you said, Miller, White, this combination in the second half is putting Dominican out of the game.
Four consecutive threes for the Red Storm. They're on fire.
Lead back up to 20 for the Red Storm, 66-46. Holbrook can shoot it from her own. She goes three-pointer, and the answer. They need a lot more of that as Holbrook knocks down one from the left wing.
Moore fell asleep. Holbrook's got a shot of her own. She can tee it from deep.
66-49, 6:40 left. White left wing. Uses a screen, still has it up top. Now the free throw line all the way to the right block. No one stopped the ball. She misses the shot. Rebound by Mann, and she gets fouled on the ground.
There's really nothing you can do if you roll Dan there. That's just a taller and bigger Taylor Mann.
And you talked about the Penguins running small ball to hopefully get some offense. That's where it shows right there on the defensive glass as Mann outsizing Roldan by a good 4 inches, easily got the board and got fouled. Roldan will be coming out as that's just her first foul. Coming in is going to be Boscarino. Off the inbounds play, White, beautifully designed, forces up a shot. And they're going to call a blocking foul on the shot. So she'll be going to the line for two.
That was a late whistle, and this is what I don't like about referees sometimes. They wait to see if the basket is made, and then they assess to make the foul call. Yeah. This was a late, late blocking foul call. It was a wild shot by White, but yet she's bailed out to go to the line for two.
Yeah, we've talked about that in previous broadcasts. If it's a foul, call it a foul when you see the foul. It doesn't matter whether they make the shot or
That's
not.
The rule.
A foul is a foul. And you saw there the ref with a late whistle ends up giving Cox her fourth foul, so she will have to come out. Coming in is going to be Hyatt to try to give the Penguins some size. First free throw from White, miss. Second free throw, miss, so it doesn't end up hurting the ball. Never lies is what they say. Yamauchi has it on the right wing.
Sense of urgency has got to be picked up here for the Penguins.
Yeah, they can't dwindle down the shot clock. Holbrook knows that. She shoots up a three, just misses it. Quaywon Owens, nice offensive rebound. Goes up for two and finishes with the foul.
Skied high for the rebound, but quickly was able to get it up on the rim. Didn't waste any time.
The Penguins showing some fight here, 66-51. Quaywon Owens going to the line, trying to make this a three-point play. Still 6 minutes and 14 seconds left. That is an eternity in basketball talk. We all know that here in the Collins Center, the men's team, alongside the women's team, have made miraculous comebacks late in the game. Anything could happen. Quaywon Owens needs to knock down a free throw. And she does. 66-52. They set up a press. They break it easily as Moore has it. Now trapped right as she gets past half court. Trapped. Good trap as the timeout had to be called by Coach Turner. She was trapped in the right corner. I thought they broke it easily. She gets past half court, and Holbrook and Boscarino set up a beautiful trap, forcing a timeout.
That's exactly where you want to set up your trap. Right when the opposing guard crosses half court. They did that. Good awareness by Coach Turner to blow the timeout just like Coach Chambers did early in the first half. I like the pressure from DU. They're down 14, 6 minutes left. They got to go.
Yeah, both on the offensive and defensive side, there needs to be a sense of urgency. Like we saw last possession, Holbrook forced a quick three, but that's what you need to do when you're trailing big. Force shots that may be just a little bit open, but you need to force the issue.
You got to. Got to speed them up. Got to create turnovers. Coming of course, you got to capitalize on the offensive end.
Coming out of the timeout, 6 minutes, 8 seconds left in this one. 66-52. Red Storm looking to even the season series with the Penguins. as Dominican beat him in Utah last month by double digits. Moore picks up a dribble off the inbounds play, gets over to Miller. Miller with a deep shot. That one's missed. Loose ball goes up out of bounds. Penguins end up with it as no one touched it.
That three was so deep, I had to take a quick peek at the shot clock to see if it was winding down. That was way downtown.
Miller has the green light as she's knocked down four threes already, three in the second half. That was about 5 feet back from the three-point line on the right wing. Just missed it. Fortunate for the Penguins. Now they have the ball, looking to cut this lead even more. Yamauchi right wing. Over to Holbrook. Holbrook with a wild pass gets it to Quaywon Owens. Quaywon Owens enforces a pass to Cox on the right block, and it goes out of bounds.
Just too hot to handle. Quaywon Owens had the right idea, though.
Penguins set up that press again, seeing if it can force another turnover or timeout. Austin Harris has it. Looked like she got away from a push-off call. White now, left block. She goes up for two. Nice defense inside by Hyatt and Cox. Coming back the other way, Quaywon Owens has it. Breakaway layup, but she couldn't finish as she dribbled it off her knee. Holbrook has the loose ball, forced up a shot. And Cox ends up with a wild loose ball.
Oh, Red Storm caught a break. Quaywon Owens had nobody near her, and she just fumbled the pass.
Yamauchi has it, trying to make this possession not hurt as much. Quaywon Owens left wing. Tries to take it herself and dribbles off her knee, but they're going to call a foul before the ball bounces out of bounds on the ground. But that's the seventh team foul, sending Quaywon Owens to the line for a 1-on-1.
Big free throws here.
And like you touched on, Quaywon Owens had a wide open layup but couldn't handle the pass. So if she can knock down two free throws, the only thing that comes out of this is a little time off the clock. Still need the points as you're down 66-52. Quaywon Owens at the line for a 1-on-1. She knocks down the first, giving her the opportunity at the second free throw. A lot of people in attendance tonight as it is Ron Powell Tribute Night and the lacrosse team's blackout night because we are celebrating their conference championship from last year. So huge crowd expected and a great turnout so far as we have a men's game starting at 7:30. Quaywon Owens knocks down a pair, 66-54, 12-point deficit. Ball inbounded, they set up the press, and White Harris beats it. Over to White, right wing, her three. This is big. If it goes, miss. Rebound, Yamauchi. They look to push. They have Hyatt running the court. Get it to her. Can she finish the layup? No, she cannot. Wide open layup. That one's going to hurt as Dixie State gets the rebound. Harris coming back the other way. They find a streaking wide open Mains.
It's a four-point swing.
And she finishes for two.
That's tough. That is tough to swallow because Hyatt had a bunny and she couldn't convert, and it led to an easy bucket for the Red Storm.
Lead up to 14. Now it's the time to go. 4:38. Holbrook right wing. Her shot airballed. Rebound White. They're really in no rush to get up shots, but they keep forcing the issue. They pass it on the counter. Foul by Yamauchi as she reached in trying to deny the pass. Going to the line for a 1-on-1 will be Emrine.
Dixie State's ran great half-court offense, but they pushed the basketball at a timely manner too.
And that is the reason why they're up by 14 here in the second half. Their up-tempo offense, their fast-break offense really paying off. Emrine goes to the line for what is not a 1-on-1, as they called it, in the action of the shot, but she misses her first free throw. Coming in for the Penguins is going to be Nelson and Marshall. Interesting to see Coach Brianna Chambers take out their three-point shooter here. We know Marshall can knock it down, so maybe just switch one three-pointer for another three-pointer.
No, I agree with you, Temple. They're down 15. You need to hit them out from the outside to get back in it.
69-54 as that second free throw was knocked down. Cox rolls the ball all the way to half court before Yamauchi picks it up. Now gives it off to Cox, left wing. Left block, Quaywon Owens. Quaywon Owens, nice spin move, finishes for two.
Great move, and maybe that substitution to get Holbrook out was to help with this backcourt pressure.
And they do set up the press. White has it. No, it's going to be Harris. Harris breaks the trap. She gets to the free throw line, forces up a lefty shot, and rolls in as it hit the left iron and knocked down.
Great footwork as she went up and under Marshall to put that in.
71-56, Yamauchi has it. Over to Cox. Inside to Quaywon Owens. Does she settle for three? No, she tries to drive. Spin move, double teamed. Nice pass off to Marshall. Gets it back as it was ricocheted into Quaywon Owens' hands. Wild right hook shot. Loose ball, Miller. They have four on one. Give it over to Homestead for a reverse layup and finish beautifully off the top of the glass.
Woo, spun that off the window. She had a look at it from the left side. Made the shot a little bit difficult. An unbelievable play by Homestead.
73-56. Cox has it. She answers with a reverse of her own. Now 73-58 with 3:24 left. Coach Brianna Chambers uses the timeout.
This is where you're going to need to make your run right now. speed up the game, force turnovers. Minimal time left on the clock. You got to really, really get after it on defense.
That's what they're hoping to do with only 3 minutes and 23 seconds left in this Pac West game. You're listening to Radio.Dominican.edu with Mike Temple, Alex Swan, Stuart Horn on the call here, as we will be for the men's game at 7:30. I want to preview that game for the listeners out there to make sure they stay tuned. Both teams are looking for the second seed, that coveted second seed in the Pac West tournament, as the winner of this game has a straight beeline towards a bye in the first round of the playoffs.
And that's huge. Cal Baptist has already clinched their first seed in the Pac West Conference tournament, but to get that bye is huge from not having to play on the first day when you travel down to San Diego.
Yeah, and that is key. When you travel down to San Diego, it might be tough to play on that Thursday. Then if you win, you have to play Friday. You win that, you have to play Saturday. So it is key that the Penguins get this number 2 seed and win this game to start off with, so that they don't have to play on Thursday and get a lower seed on that Friday game to where they have to avoid Cal Baptist.
It's huge. And the main point when you travel down for a conference tournament, you better have your legs ready to go, because you're going to be playing the next day. You play, you either win or go home, but if you advance, you better be ready to play the next day, because the other team that had that bye is going to be ready for you.
Yeah, and that's something you don't see in a normal college season, as they'll play maybe 2 games a week, not 4 games in a weekend. They set up the press, and it's broken as White has it on the left wing. They decide to slow it down. Miller up top, about 10 feet away from the 3-point line. She drives. Knocked away by Yamauchi, bounces out of bounds. 13 on the shot clock, 3:07 on the game clock.
That's great hustle. That's what you're going to need to get back into this ball game.
The Red Storm will be forced to inbound it, almost back in their backcourt, as it is right on the half-court line. They get it to Miller. 10 on the shot clock. She's all the way back behind half-court. Now at the top of the key, deep three from Miller. And just like she's done all the second half, straight swish, knocks down the deep three.
She's smoking. Oh, my goodness. These are deep threes. These aren't threes that the conventional three-point shooter hoists. These are deep, and she is dialed in.
That might be the dagger, as 76-58. Roldan has it. Quick offense, forces up a shot. Good defense by Dixie State as they knock it out of bounds.
And then right on the defensive side, Miller doesn't get cocky. She hustles her tail, playing good defense as well.
18-point lead. Nelson trying to get it under to 16. She gets off the inbounds play, and a late foul call by the ref as Nelson will be going to the line for 2. Kayla Miller's 3rd personal foul, 8th team foul. Might be too little, too late. 76-58, 2:30 left. And the Penguins have 2 games left following this one. 1 home game against Academy of Art next Monday, the 24th, at 5:30, senior night. And then they end the season in Belmont against Notre Dame Danny Muir on Saturday, March 1st. Penguins have already clinched their spot in the Pac West tournament, now just playing for seeding. Most likely either a 5th or 6th, depending on how the next 2 games go.
And it's always crucial how you finish your season going into that postseason tournament.
Nelson knocks down the pair, 60-76. They set up the press in the backcourt. 2 passes, beats it as they have it in the front court, but now stolen by Yamauchi. They need a quick basket, but a pass is off the foot of White, and they're going to get a fortunate kickball call.
Good hustle by Yamauchi to track that down.
And an offensive sub as Holboat comes in to try to give them some instant offense. 2:23 left in the game. Only down 16. Need a basket here if they want any chance of coming back. A quick one at that. Yamauchi has it. No time to waste. They need to move. Still has it. Trying to find Cox inside. Yamauchi still has it. Holboak now curls off. Ball at the 3-point line. Tries to drive. Gets blocked, and they're going to call a charging foul on Holboak.
Maines did a great job to slide over and draw that offensive foul. They wanted to get Holboak a 3. Great closeout by the Red Storm defense.
And taking out Holboak, coming in is Boscarino. A pure offense for defense switch. Setting up the press again. Marshall tries a trap, and they force a wild throw that Miller just ends up catching. Gives it over to White, left wing. She wisely brings it out up to Homestead. Back to White, left corner. Not enough time this one. 1:55. Beautiful pass from White inside to Taylor Main. She finishes for 2 and gets fouled.
White is always going to draw the defense once she curls into the lane. She's imposed her will on this game. That left Maine's wide open underneath for the bucket. nothing DU could do to rotate in time.
78-60, Maines going to the line for her free throw to finish off the three-point play. Coming in for her first action of the night is freshman Danielle Hare. Too little, too late here as it's 1:55 left on the game clock. Down what is now 19 as Maines knocks down the shot. And I want to talk a little bit about their upcoming games. Like you said, they do play the number one team in the PacWest Academy of Art and then go down to NDNU. What's the outlook for this team up in the next two games?
Senior night. So anything can happen on senior night when the Academy of Art comes to town. And if they can rebound and get a victory against a very good Academy of Art ball club, that'd erase this loss. That would completely wipe it away. But they got to finish strong regardless on March 1st at NDNU. That's going to be the very last taste you get of the regular season going into the PacWest tournament. You got to end that with a W. That game's huge in my eyes.
I couldn't agree more. They do need to end the season with a W. Coming back the other way as Dominican missed their shot, Miller got the rebound and forced the issue. She was fouled on the ground, but she'll be going to the line for her free throws. Unfortunately, on the play, Yamauchi came up a little limp on the right leg. Don't want to see her go down here late in the season, as every game is important like you talked about. We saw it with the men's team, the injury bug starting to plague them a little bit. We don't want to see the same for our women's team here going in towards the conference tournament.
Sorensen's already hurt with that ankle. She's walking around on crutches today.
And she is one of the huge centers for this team. And we can't have her and Yamauchi down. Knock down the free throw, 80-60. Penguins come back the other way and turn the ball over. So Dixie State will have it with 1:30 left of play. The Red Storm will be moving towards a PacWest fifth seed at 13-11 and 11-7 in conference. Huge win here as they avenge the defeat in Utah earlier that the Penguins handed them. Homestead has it. Nice pass, right block, finished easily for Emmerine.
Dixie State came in here ready to play. Point blank. They came in here and took it to the Penguins.
Yeah, the Dominican
never let up.
Yeah, Dominican did not lose this game. Dixie State won the game. That's the difference of some games. Castro with a huge three for her to get her going. 56 seconds left. 63-82. The Red Storm will have to force up a shot here as the shot clock will not be turned off. 20-second differential. White has it inside to Emmerine. Back over to White. Nice handoff to Taylor Maines for a wide-open lefty layup. 38 seconds left on the game clock, 84-63. Bosco right wing. Back to Casho, who just knocked down a three. She spots up, fakes a three, gives it over to Hare. Hare, left elbow, drives, ball knocked loose, goes out of bounds. Penguins will keep the ball, 14 on the shot clock.
This was a different Red Storm team the Penguins saw today when they were up in Utah. And this was a different team in the Conlin Center than the Penguins were in the previous matchup against the Red Storm.
And we saw that in the rebounding numbers. As back in Utah a month ago, the Penguins out-rebounded them by double digits. This time, here in the Conlin Center, a different story as the Red Storm imposed their will and out-rebounded the Penguins like they were supposed to, as they are the number one rebounding team. That is part of the story as to why Dixie State was able to come away with this victory. Still 19 seconds left, so it's not official just yet. 84-64 as Hare knocks down her first free throw.
It's going to snap DU's four-game win streak. And this wasn't the same team that we're used to seeing. Just an off night. They got to wipe it away, and they got a chance when Academy of Art comes in here on Monday to earn the seniors a well-fought victory.
Yeah, that's a huge point that you bring up. They got to just wipe it out and act like it never happened, because there's nothing good that's going to come out of watching game film from today's game. Dixie State owned in all facets of the game for a 20-plus point victory. Not really. Yeah, exactly.
You just got to tip your cap to the opponent tonight.
And another foul slowing down the end of this game. 12 seconds left, not 12 minutes. If it was 12 minutes, we'd still have a chance. But 12 seconds as it's 85-65, Miller at the line. And one thing we saw from the second half was Miller and White combining to do the damage, not Homestead in the second half.
Which is surprising, because Homestead took 17 shots in the first half. So Miller and White really picked up the slack. That surprised me a little bit.
Yeah, 17 shots in the first half, only three in the second half, and the Red Storm was able to do it with the likes of Miller and White. And the horn rings there. 86-65, Dixie State wins big here in the Collins Center. They even up the season series 1-1, but Dominican might get their chance at revenge in the PacWest tournament later on next month.
That's what the matchup is looking like. These two teams are on a crash course to meet again in the PacWest Conference Tournament. And we don't know which team's going to show up for either team. It's going to be a good matchup if there's a collision course for these two ball clubs.
And that conference tournament matchup would be the only one that really matters for either team. So hopefully Dominican got their bad performance out of the way here against Dixie State. They will be coming back for their last home game against Academy of Art on Monday, the 24th at 5:30. Tune in at Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Mike Temple, Alex Swan, and Stuart Horn will be on the call there. What do we expect to see from the 16-1 team in Academy of Art? Penguins held with them in their earlier matchup 2 months ago at Academy of Art, 59-43, but it was a game that was really extended with 12 minutes left in the game. The Academy of Art finally made that last run and that last push to push it up to double digits, but it was a closer game than the score.
It is, and this is an Academy of Art team that went out and challenged themselves at a conference to prepare themselves for this PacWest conference play, and they only lost once. They went 16-1. They're 9-1 in their last 10. This is a streaking Academy of Art team coming into the Conlin Center. It's not going to be easy, but when you're playing for senior night, everything changes. Talk about it's not a rivalry game, but talk about the intensity of a rivalry game. This house is going to be blown off the top.
Yeah, and we saw what a senior game can do for a team and their momentum and belief in the volleyball team senior game just last semester. The volleyball team was, I think, ninth in the conference, taking off against the number three team in Azusa Pacific on their senior night, and they ended up coming out with a win on senior night in a huge game. So you know that the senior night has huge implications for not only the seniors but the rest of the team, because
always
you want to play well in your last home game of the season. Well,
that's it. That's the end of your career, Roldan Cox and Quaywan Owens. That's it. You know everything will be left out on the line, not only by the seniors but the whole team.
And that is their next home game and last home game on Monday the 24th at 5:30. Then they will be going to Belmont to play the Argonauts at a Notre Dame Dannemir on March 1st, which is a Saturday, and they did beat the Argonauts just a week ago, 85-64. So if you can get a huge win against Academy of Art and beat a team you're supposed to beat in the Argonauts, you're going into the conference tournament with two straight wins against quality opponents. That could do huge steps for your momentum.
Anytime you knock off the number one seed, you have belief. Your whole team will have belief. Even if you play well against the number one seed, there will be belief. You just got to end the season on a right note. They're in the PacWest Conference Tournament. They're in. It's going to be how you play up until then if you're the Lady Penguins.
And the Lady Penguins move to 8-10 in PacWest play, 8-16 overall with this loss to Dixie State University. But we do have more basketball action coming to you from the Collins Center with the men taking off against the Dixie State men, who were previously ranked before the Penguins beat them. So you know they're going to be coming out here for revenge in what seems to be the biggest game of the PacWest season for any team here, fighting for a number two seed. Stay tuned at 7:30. We'll be tipping off the men's action. You listen to Mike Temple, Alex Swan, and Stuart Horn at radio.dominican.edu.
Did you know? Brought to you by Penguin Radio. Did you know that Dominican University is 12 miles from San Francisco and is on 80 wooded acres with 220 species of trees, including redwoods, dogwoods, coast live oaks, and bay trees? Do you? Did you know?